Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome to another episode of Financial Freedom with Tom Hegna, where I introduce to you some of the top financial professionals from around the country, and I'm talking Main Street, not Wall Street. I'm super excited about our next guest, Carrie Ellis, who's the CEO and founder of Waypoint Consulting Partners out of Fresno, California. Welcome, Carrie.
Happy to be here.
The audience really doesn't know about you, so kind of give us your background. How did you get in the financial services industry?
Helping others and servant leadership is in my nature, so I naturally gravitated towards a field where I could be of service to those in my network. And the financial services industry afforded me the benefit of working as long or as short as I wanted to, plus all of the possibilities of setting and achieving financial goals that had no limits. So that really is what drew me to the financial services industry. It's a very exciting industry. It's a field that offers opportunities for me to demonstrate my value to others, and at the same time, provide the benefit of my own career development as well.
Now, you went into kind of the recruiting field. You kind of advanced. You were an advisor for a while. You were in management. And then you got into recruiting. Kind of tell me how that all happened.
When I connected the dots going backwards and I looked at the myriad of roles that I had served in the industry, I realized the magnitude of the excellent exposure that I had had to the various channels in the industry. And as well as the stellar training and development that led me to that point. And these would also be the inspiration behind naming of my company, which I'll discuss later with you. But to answer your question more specifically, when I made the pivotal choice to step away from corporate America and embark on a fresh new path and open a recruiting company, my firm specializes in placing experienced financial advisors across the country. Despite skepticism from those who viewed leaving the perceived security of a salaried position and comprehensive benefits as a challenge, I held steadfast in my capabilities and I decided to take a leap of faith.
Well, that's great. So how do you empower your clients through your recruiting efforts?
Well, it's very important for me to really get to know my clients, and I empower them by providing them with enough education to help them make very informed decisions. So I will typically take my clients through a process that typically begins with, what have you done in the industry? What are you currently doing in the industry? And what do you see yourself doing in your next opportunity? And then really drill down and do a deep dive at peeling back those layers and finding what is really going to align with my client's core values talking about things like what is currently working in your current situation? What isn't working? What do you like? What do you dislike? And how can I help you get to your next opportunity? How can I be a resource for you? We talk about things that are important to my client, like culture. What kind of culture do they thrive in? Because as you and I both know, Tom, not all cultures are created equally, right? We also talk about technology. What kind of technology are they currently using at their current firm? Do they like it? Are they happy with it? Are they not happy with it? Or do they feel that the platform is an open architectural enough related investment platform so that they can serve their clients in the way that they do best? We also talk about things like the importance of economics. What kind of compensation grids are they currently on? What kind of compensation grids would they like to be on? And things like that.
Do they come to you saying, you know, I kind of want to work for that company? Or do they come to you and just say, I don't know which company I need to work for. Help me out.
Yeah, typically they do not say, I want to work for that company or that company. I take them through an education process where I explain to them, like I said earlier, Tom, I get to know my clients and what is going to be best suited for their business model, as well as what's going to be best for their clients as well. I do discuss the various distribution channels with my clients so they can determine, again, what's going to be best suited for them and where they want to take their business. Sometimes I don't get into those conversations at all based on the information that they share with me. Sometimes clients will share with me, I don't want anything to do with an insurance platform. I am strictly on a BD platform, a broker-dealer platform, and this is my world. This is where I want to stay. Other clients will say, you know, I've been in a wirehouse my whole career, and I know I could be making a lot more money somewhere else, but I don't know where to go. Can you help me? And I really want to go independent, but I don't know how to get there. Can you help me? Yes, I can. And that turns into a whole series of other and new questions that when somebody starts talking about independence, I have to say, okay, what does independence look like for you? Does it mean that you're ready to go out and lease your own office space, pay to keep the lights on, and all of that good stuff? And then they'll say, oh no, I don't want to be that independent. And I'll say, okay, let's rein this in a little bit and really drill down and talk about what supported independence looks like. And so by taking my clients through a series of questions and that process, and the more information they share with me, the better resource I can be in serving them, in helping them get to what will hopefully be their next forever home, whatever space that may look like.
So what is your value proposition to the advisors that are looking for a new home?
Tom, because of the fact that I have 15 years experience in the financial services industry and have held a multitude of various roles, I really believe that it's made me a better recruiter. I speak the industry language extremely well. I know how to qualify the right type of opportunity for the right person and their business model.
So let's get back to Waypoint, because there's a reason you named it Waypoint. Kind of get into that.
My definition of a waypoint is it's a reference point that lets us know where we are and where we are going. It is a stopping point on a journey or two coordinates on a map leading to a destination. And waypoints help us find our way. And the parallel to that is, as I look back over the course of my own career path, waypoints have defined a stopping point or coordinate in my own journey. And I want to use that as a conduit to serve others.
That's great. Now, none of us get on this journey by ourselves. We all have mentors or people who've helped us. And I know you've received advice in the past. What's some of the advice that you've received in the past that you think is very relevant to share with others?
Well, I will say my very first year in the business, I was fortunate enough to be partnered with a mentor who was a seasoned certified financial planner with more than 10 years experience in the industry. And he always set the tone for doing what was right for the client. And I still carry his words of wisdom with me today, which are lead with integrity, do what is right, not what is easy, and always speak your truth in the process. That's the first piece of advice that I would want to pass on to someone. The second piece of advice that I would want to pass on is build a strong network. Networking can be incredibly powerful. Connect with people at industry events, join industry-related organizations, also through LinkedIn. Those relationships can open doors for opportunities that you may have never been able to find on your own. And stay connected, learn from others, stay connected to industry professionals that can help foster your own professional growth and development.
Now, you mentioned servant leadership in your kind of when you were starting out. You know, give me some examples of how you exemplify that servant leadership and why that's so important to your company.
Well, I volunteer outside of my normal work hours. I volunteer with multiple industry organizations. I have served on leadership boards, participated in mentor-mentee programs, served on task forces, continued my own education through educational webinars, as well as attended national conferences.
Now, you've come out with a book, and tell me a little bit about the book, the interesting title, and then kind of tell me how that happened and where you see that going.
Well, first of all, I have to say, I am honored to have the opportunity to collaborate with some incredibly talented women in the industry. Yes, I co-authored a book with 12 other women in the industry. It's called Beyond the Broker. And Beyond the Broker demystifies the process of going independent. So each chapter provides practical advice, case studies, and real world examples of helping you to confidently navigate your own journey to independence.
Are there any other special projects that you're working on?
Currently, my business partner, Diane Tagovailoa, who is also happens to be the mom of two professional football players, NFL and CFL, she and I are working in the NIL space. After Diane, because Diane raised children in the athletic world, she saw a true need to helping professional athletes and their families with their financial planning needs. So what we've done is we've put together a program where we train experienced financial advisors to teach young student athletes financial literacy and the value of financial education.
And now it's so important because they're getting money in college.
Yes.
There's this new portal, and I mean, there's guys in college making millions of dollars, and they got to figure out what to do with their money.
You are absolutely correct, Tom. This is a $2.5 billion industry, and studies have shown that traditional financial planning has not been successful in working with the professional athletic space. So again, what we do, our program is we train experienced financial advisors to work with these student athletes to create unique strategies based on their own situation, because we're talking about a segment of the market where these athletes will probably be retired by the time they're 30 or 35 years old. So that's where creative strategies need to be implemented to help them start receiving that retirement income at a much earlier age and will also last throughout the rest of their life.
Yeah, there are many stories of these athletes who receive millions and they just blow through it because they don't realize that their career may only be 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and they're counting on this money, and you're buying bling, and they're going on trips, and they're buying cars and boats, and then all of a sudden the money stops, and that's why it's so important for those people who have high income for a short period of time that they lock in some long-term guaranteed lifetime income. That's one of the smartest things that they can do.
Yes, absolutely. And the families of these student athletes love our team because they're just grateful that there's somebody there that is offering genuine sincerity to truly help their kids as well as their family. And you're right, many of these kids, all of a sudden, the day that they sign on the dotted line, they've got millions of dollars of money coming in that they can't manage. They don't know how to, they've never managed that amount of money before. They want to go out and they buy bling and they buy all the fancy cars, but they don't understand they're going to get issued a 1099 statement at the end of the year that they have to claim on that. So we teach them all of that through our financial literacy.
So let's get back to your book. Is that really for people just coming in the industry, or is it for seasoned advisors?
Actually, Tom, whether you're a seasoned financial advisor or a newcomer coming into the field, this book will empower you to confidently define success on your own terms and help build a thriving financial advisory practice. And I'd also like to add here that all proceeds for this book are going to an organization called Professional Business Women of California to teach financial literacy and education to young business women.
So, Carrie, you know, the country's $36 trillion in debt. We were gaining $1 trillion of debt every 85, 90 days. We paid over $1 trillion of interest. I think a lot of people think taxes are going to have to go up in the future. Kind of tell me where tax planning and tax efficiency fits in what you're helping people do.
I would say that I work with experienced industry professionals that are also very heavily focused on advanced estate planning concepts and tax strategies in helping clients and high net worth clients diversify their tax buckets and minimize their tax brackets.
So, Carrie, we got a lot of women watching today. Why is the financial services industry something they should seriously consider?
Oh, Tom, the financial services industry is perfect for women. As you and I both know, there are not enough women in the industry. And, you know, to be quite transparent and truthful, the industry has about a 95% failure rate, especially for women. And so I think women are better wired for this industry, to be quite honest. I think we're emotionally wired, which makes us very empathetic to clients' needs. And that's what makes women so much more successful, I think.
Well, and I think women ask better questions. They ask more questions. I know my wife does.
Yeah.
My wife will sit down and she'll know everything about these people, and I don't know anything about them. And
right.
So I think that really helps. And I always tell people, telling is not selling. I see too many advisors that sit down and go, oh, this product does this, it does this, it does this. I want to kick them under the table. Stop talking. Telling is not selling. Listening is selling. Asking is selling. And I think women are better listeners and they're better askers, question askers. And that is going to lead them to success in this industry because it's all about building a relationship. You know, I think sometimes they're intimidated because, oh, I don't know this about that product, or I don't know this and I don't know that. They don't really need to. You've got helpers out there. Like, if they can go out and do a good fact finder, find out what the situation is, there's always somebody back at the office that can help them with that. Now, okay, so we talked about women. What about young people? Isn't there a need for young people in this industry?
Yes, absolutely, Tom. There is a true need for younger generation coming into this industry because we do have that older generation of experienced financial professionals that talk about retiring, talk about wanting to find a successor to take over their book one day, maybe haven't quite found the right person. And that's where I can come in as a recruiter to help with succession planning and talking about exit strategies and exit planning. But at the same time, they're also looking for that younger generation to come in and that they can train and eventually take over their book of business someday.
Yeah, I think the average age for the financial services industry is like 58 or 59. And that means there's a whole half of people that are in their 70s and 80s, and then there's a few young people as well. So I really do think we need young people, and we need women. We need young women. I think you're right on there. Now, you're an independent recruiter versus somebody who's at a big head-hunting house or something. So what's the difference that an independent can bring that maybe somebody at a recruiting company can't?
I believe that the benefit of being an independent recruiter is the fact that I have agreements with many different companies throughout the industry and a few different broker-dealers and also opportunities in the RIA space, as well as the career distribution channel. And the beauty in that, Tom, is I'm not going to be that recruiter that's going to try to pigeonhole somebody in a channel, a distribution channel, that it doesn't align with their core values. It doesn't suit their business model. It's not where they want to take their business or their clients. So it really allows me and enables me to help my clients explore and navigate through the complexities of the industry landscape and sort out and determine what's going to be a good fit for them.
So give me a, like, the characteristics of an ideal client. Like, if you said, okay, that person would be perfect, I know I can help them, what would that person look like?
That person would look like somebody who is serious about making a move, wanting to explore various platforms and various options that I can help take them through that process. Sometimes it's not, they're not quick decisions that are going to be made, and rightfully so. I mean, they're very serious decisions that need to be looked at and examined before making the decision of where they're going to go on their next move. Sometimes decisions can take anywhere from 3 months, 6 months. I've seen it take up to as long as a year or more. So somebody that's very open to exploring new opportunities, wanting to educate themselves on the various channels in the industry, as well as the various platforms to explore their own options. And it's going to be right for them and their team, as well as their support staff that they want to bring with them.
And then sometimes transitioning books of business can be get sticky because some products can be transferred. Some probably can't be if they're, you know, with a specific company. And so how do you work out those issues?
That's a great question. So that is all part of the process that I take my clients through in really drilling down and finding out what's important to them. And you're right. Some advisors, the thought of repapering everything, they don't want to go through that process. But when they find a platform that is very suitable for their business needs and their model, and many times it can be done very smoothly. The platforms are willing to help take clients through that process. It can be a win-win on all sides.
And I'll bet you've probably seen some horror stories where people try to do it on their own, or they try to take cut a corner here or there, and it ended up being a big mess.
And then those are usually the advisors that say, I never want to move again because repapering was it was a horrible experience. And it's really sad because they find themselves on a platform or in a situation that they it's really not their ideal choice, but they just accept where they are. So I'm really here to meet financial advisors where they are and help be a solution in eliminating any obstacles that they encounter as they plot the course of their career ventures.
Now, a lot of people are impressed with what you've had to say today. If they want to get a hold of you, how can they find Carrie Ellis?
They can find me at my website at waypointconsultingpartners.com, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Thank you again, Carrie, for joining us today. And thank you all for watching another episode of Financial Freedom with Tom Hecker.
Make your holidays and your wallet happy this year at your Extreme Value Pricing Holiday Headquarters. Grocery Outlet has everything you need for the holidays, from fresh meats and produce to spices, rolls, and desserts, festive decor for any gathering, and incredible deals on all your entertaining favorites. And don't forget, Grocery Outlet is your source for great gifts for under $10. Whether you're hosting or bringing something to share, stock up and save big at your local Grocery Outlet, your Extreme Value Pricing Holiday Headquarters.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.